This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, October 5. Running Away. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 27. Esau held a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given him. He said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." When Rebekah was told what her older son Esau had said, she sent for her younger son Jacob and said to him, "Your brother Esau is planning to avenge himself by killing you. Now then, my son, do what I say. Flee at once to my brother Laban in Haran. Stay with him for a while until your brother's fury subsides. When your brother is no longer angry with you and forgets what you did to him, I'll send word for you to come back from there. Why should I lose both of you in one day?" Then Rebekah said to Isaac, "I'm disgusted with living because of these Hittite women. If Jacob takes a wife from Hittite women like these, my life will not be worth living." So Isaac called for Jacob and blessed him. Then he commanded him, "Do not marry a Canaanite woman. Go at once to Padan Aram, to the house of your mother's father, Bethuel. Take a wife for yourself there, from among the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and increase your numbers until you become a community of peoples. May he give you and your descendants the blessing given to Abraham, so that you may take possession of the land where you now reside as a foreigner, the land God gave to Abraham." Then Isaac sent Jacob on his way, and he went to Padan Aram, to Laban, son of Bethuel the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, who was the mother of Jacob and Esau. Jacob's deception got him his father's blessing, but it also damaged the relationships he had with the people around him. Today's reading drives home the tragedy of Jacob's deception. Jacob's brother, Esau, now plans to kill him after their father has died. Again, Rebekah steps in to advise her younger son. "Run," she says, in effect. "Go to live with my brother's family far away." She even offers a rationale to Isaac. "There are no potential marriage partners here." This is an attempt to make it sound like she's concerned about maintaining the family's faith in God. But Rebekah's using this as an excuse to avoid dealing with the deadly breakdown in her son's relationship. It's important, of course, to have a marriage founded on a shared love for God. And we don't know what violence Esau might have done if Jacob had stayed. But even legitimate concerns shouldn't become an excuse to run from the effects of our own sins. We all have a tendency to devise cover stories, to keep up appearances, and make ourselves look better than we are. Thankfully, God's Spirit can work in us, even when we try to run away. God pursued Jacob, and he will pursue us until his redeeming work in us is complete. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. Faithful God, we confess our preference to run away rather than to admit our own deceitfulness and sin. Pursue us, Lord. Change us to become like Jesus. We pray by the Spirit's power. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.